Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's a heck of a lot of things Patrick Mahomes does right that I wouldn't change any part of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one where I'd actually like to wipe his memory clean.
You'd like to have eternal sunshine of the spotless mind on
or
this
the
one?
Men in Black.
Yeah.
You know, look at the... Mahomes said to Kevin Clark of the Ringer.
We saw that guy up there at camp the other day when we were there.
Yeah, he was up there doing an interview with Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But part of the Mahomes interview says that he regrets playing, quote, not to lose in the latter half of the AFC Championship game. Let's just go ahead and get that right gone, right? I don't even ever want him to think I don't ever want him to be thinking he's played not to lose.
Mm-hmm. One of the things
that
you
philosophy
said,
will get you.
Well, get you losses.
Get you nothing.
Get you losses.
So let's go ahead and just wipe that clean of Mahomes.
One of the things you said coming off of that Cincinnati game that we still go back to because, well, we haven't had any games to talk about since then for the Chiefs, and it was like, God, I hope this isn't one that, you know, lingers, you know, and I'm like, I don't think it's going to linger, but here we are now in August, and Patrick Mahomes is still kind of talking about that game, and I think this is a good thing, though, because sometimes I think Patrick Mahomes needs to be the voice of reason on that sideline, and I think he's going to be the voice of reason on the sideline if we get into another situation like this. And when Andy Reid came here to Kansas City, there was obviously some question marks from people in Philadelphia. He didn't have good clock management. You know, could he put a game away? Did he play to win all the time? Did he play not to lose, the prevent defense? We saw that. And we're also scarred from Marty Schottenheimer, who never really played to win. He always played games not to lose. And when you play games not to lose in the NFL especially, you lose those football games. Ask anybody who's a fan of a team and their team is up by six with 2 minutes to go and they're playing the prevent defense. What happens in that game? You lose by a point and you go home and you're going, what the hell just happened? You played to lose the game. You didn't, as Herm said, play to win the game. Ask University of North Carolina in the national championship game. They had a huge lead in the second half. They played not to lose. Kansas smoked them, won the national championship. When you play to not win the game, you lose the game. And I think for Patrick Mahomes to realize that right now at his young age in this league, I think he's going to be the one the next time that they're up 18 in the playoffs and Andy tries to play not to lose, Patrick's going to say, no. We've got to go out there and still destroy the opponent.
Patrick gives
the rolling finger. Yeah,
Let's go.
And I think that's the way they have to play. Now, I still don't fault the play at the end of the first half. It was poor execution, right call. You go for a touchdown there. That was the right decision. That was playing to win the football game. But in the second half, they didn't have that same aggressiveness. They didn't play to win in the second half of that football game. They just kind of went out there and played not to lose. And what happened? They lost the damn game.
The quote from Mahomes.
You play to win the game.
I don't know. I don't want to say we relaxed, but I mean, when you lead like you did, you want to make sure you win the game, but you don't want to play like you're playing not to lose.
Right.
And I feel like that's what we did. As a team, we were playing not to lose. We were playing just to get to the Super Bowl. If you look, they didn't do much different from first half to second half. We didn't execute at a high enough level. They were playing the same coverages, and we weren't executing. Then momentum gets the other team's favor. When you're playing a good football team, bad stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and honest assessment.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen again.
Don't ever let it happen again, yeah. Vaughn or Dorn, whoever it was.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Or Hayes. Was it Hayes? Great catch, Hayes. Don't ever do it again. Yeah.
Yeah, Hayes, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I just named everybody on Major
League. It's true.
Hey, Serrano.
That's true.
Don't ever let it happen again.
Wasn't the guy that had the underwear in his head. Not that guy.
No.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. Bob usually does that to you. I don't want the texts. But Andy Reid had that reputation.
That's what I'm saying,
We remember, even in Kansas City, right? Having a big lead with the Colts and blah, 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 can't close, whatever. Like,
I mean, they were up 28 against Indianapolis.
You got to have a check for that.
You got to finish the games.
And I'd like it to be Mahomes as the check for that.
Right. You've got to play to win the game.
So take something out of that one. Don't do it again.
Don't ever do it again, Serrano.
What was the old man with the Vaseline? What was his name?
I can't. Eddie Harris.
Eddie Harris. Yeah.
Bartle.
Don't you ever do it again, Harris.
You're now needing a little jalapeno juice up my nose.
You put snot on the ball?
Don't do that again, Rube.
I mean, come on. Don't ever do that again, Durham.
Time for some cliches.
Well, hello! Guess who's back? Back again for another year of cliches from camp. It is me, yours truly, the British woman. And now, another edition of Cliches from Camp.
Guys are hungry.
I think it's good to kind of get the juices going, get yourself out there.
I just like to keep myself ready in case that does happen, I'm able to make that pass.
I don't count the numbers. Everybody's going
to
play.
Guys are excited to play, and I'm excited to be able to line up against somebody wearing a different colored jersey than I am for once.
There's always somebody that surprises you.
Well, if you get hit one time, you kind of see what it is, get hit again as a quarterback, I feel like after that, you're good to...
We know what you're going to do. You know what we're going to do. Let's line up and let's do it and see, you know, test the wheels.
How he handles the bright lights.
At the end of the day, if you go out there and play like you've done it your whole life, you're in this position for a reason and you can let your talent show.
So that's what this is about. It's about showing, giving guys opportunity to show what they got and some guys earning some roster spots.
We have to make these cuts. It's as hard as it can be on Brett.
No matter how hard you practice out here, to have the live bullets, I mean, live things going, like have guys flying around around your face, you can get hit as a quarterback. I think that's stuff that you have to make sure that you're ready to go.
I've always said that your best players need to be your leaders, and your leaders need to lead by example.
Let me tell you, Herbie, doggone it.
Their game plan will be simple, ours will be simple. You're going to know what to do. Go out and show what you got. Go make a play.
Never going to say never.
I mean, he's physically gifted. I mean, he's a smart player. He practices really hard. I mean, he's big. He's fast. And, I mean, when you're big and fast and you're smart, usually good things happen.
It's a whole different ball game when you start adding in the physicality and you start testing the man's will to line up against you every snap.
We're making progress. We're getting better every day.
At the end of the day, if you're the best version of yourself, that's all you can ask for. That's all anybody can ask for.
That's what real football is.
Cliches from camp. Delicious like tea and crumpets. Come back tomorrow for another edition of Cliches from Camp.
Thank you, British lady. The cliches before the first preseason game, I love.
Did you hear one thing in that, though, that I thought was very comical?
Guys are excited to play, and I'm excited to be able to line up against somebody wearing a different colored jersey than I am for once.
That's right.
No, not that one?
Not that one. From Andy where he said... You want to go out there and play well so the cuts are hard. Make it hard for Brett. Like, he's passing the buck.
Yeah.
I didn't cut you. It was all Brett Veach.
Make it hard to the GM.
Yeah.
He's got to make these decisions.
No.
That's why we're paying the big bucks.
No, you're the coaches. You tell him who to cut. I mean, come on, Andy. Nobody's buying that. That's going to be very hard for Brett to make these cuts. No, it's not.
Yeah, he just threw it right
under. You're going to tell. He just threw Brett under the bus for no reason.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be Brett Veach having to make these cuts. Huh?
Well, I think you're going to kind of lay out who you want and who you don't, right?
Josh, I love it. I love it so much because Andy just so nonchalantly just tossed Brett under the bus. So now when all the players go, I can't believe I got cut. Andy goes, it wasn't up to me.
I'd have kept you, man.
I'd have kept you, but Brett said, I mean.
Checking down the hall. I don't know.
You got to check with the GM.
Oh.
Not the BM.
No.
Yeah, the GM, yes.
The GM, yes. I mean, it's so good. Andy's the best. It's going to be hard for Brett to make these cuts, you know. Yeah. Huh?
That's Brett's department. I don't know.
He's great at that. What happened with so-and-so? You got to ask Brett. Yeah, yeah. Brett's nowhere to be found.
I'll check it with you.
Look over there.
Couple months. We'll get that to you.
Andy, I can't believe you cut me. I wanted to keep you. Brett told me no, I couldn't do it. No, it wasn't going to happen.
Gosh, you made it tough on Brett.
Yeah. You really did make it tough on Brett.
Yeah.
How did I do for you, coach? Well, I mean, Brett's making the decisions.
It's a good t-shirt to wear in the preseason, I suppose, too. Make it tough on Brett.
Make it tough on Brett.
Yeah.
I do. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Can we get those made?
Sure.
I'd wear that every day. Five different colors. Red, lighter red, darker red, medium red, red.
Well, you'd have to have an alternate.
Shrimp, fried shrimp.
You'd have to do an alternate, though.
An alternate, like a yellow.
I mean.
Or a black.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You'd be willing to do the alternate.
I would be willing to do the alternate, yes. Make it tough on Brett.
I question ahead of the preseason game that didn't need to be asked, like, ever.
Ever.
Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
So we discussed a little bit about what we'd like to see in the preseason. Isaiah Pacheco stands out, right? I'd like to see a little George Karloftis. We'd like to see the downfield.
I want to see the 75-yard touchdown
shot to McCole Hardman right out of the chute.
Would be
kind of fun.
And just end it all right there. And on Monday morning, what do you think the national narrative will be on the Chiefs? Chiefs aren't going to miss a beat without Tyreek Hill. Right.
Suddenly, all the people,
like we told you,
all the doubters had flipped already with one pass. Would be kind of great.
Andy is just like wily enough to do something like that, you know. And he'd do it. He goes, "Oh, it was just a play." Oh. And meanwhile,
it was open. We took it.
Right. Yeah, it was there. We weren't trying to do anything. There. It was a play. Patrick
wasn't forcing down the field. I like how he did scan the field, and it was there, so we took it.
No, this is the play they designed to do. And especially with Nagy being on the sidelines wanting to sticking it to the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
First play right out the chute. Go over the top, Nagy. Let's go.
What I can't imagine either of us or really anyone thinking about in the first preseason game is how it's going to turn out for the fourth string quarterback.
For a guy like Trump, it doesn't give any rip. What do you expect to see from him?
Yeah, so I want to see execution. I want to see how he controls the huddle and the offense, how he handles the bright lights, right? Although the lights won't be on, but, just see how that goes with that.
The question, for a guy like Dustin Crum, who does not get as many reps, what are you expecting to see from him in the preseason game?
Andy should have gone like this and went, who?
Well, Andy could care. But nobody else, kids' parents can care. Friends and family could care.
His T-Mobile 5 faves could
care. There ain't one fan that needs to concern themselves with what Dustin Crum is going to do.
There's a couple of hardos out there that do care about this stuff, Josh.
They don't need. I'm telling you, they don't need to.
No, but they want
might.
To, yeah.
They don't need to.
You think we could trade Dustin Crum and get, like, Max Crosby back?
At best is going to be at the Hotel Ramada waiting to make the practice squad. Probably not even that.
Crum?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not even, no.
No, I'm saying after they cut everybody and he's just waiting around, he's throwing at a park in Parkville. And
No.
And he's throwing it and staying ready. case they would need another practice squad quarterback. But they don't.
You're wrong. You're 100% wrong. Honest to God, the truth is, you know who should care? The USFL and the XFL. They should be scouting the hell out of these guys.
That's Dustin Crum? Yeah.
And seriously, they should be scouting the hell out of these guys and giving them the opportunity in those leagues to maybe then hone their skills a little bit. And instead of being the fourth guy on the, you could be third next year. A couple of texts from the text line from the 913. Andy, Crum's parents, and Binkley are the only ones that care from the 660. Binkley cares.
No, I don't think.
I don't even know that Binkley cares.
I don't think he does.
I don't even know that Binkley cares about this one.
No. What are you hoping to see with a four-string quarterback? I'm buying us time because we need to have somebody to play the fourth quarter.
Yeah, enough time to pack up the sidelines so we can get out of town. Josh has got dinner plans back in KC.
It's big for Dustin Crum. Don't get me wrong. And I feel for the guys that are trying to make a roster. This is unreal. Because I do feel for the there's 90 players battling
and
for
cuts are Monday.
Battling for 53 spots on a roster.
And is it really 53? You got 90 guys probably battling for like 10 spots. I mean, really, when it boils down to it, Josh, how many true roster spots are up for competition of that 53? Like true spots, not positions or anything like that. Like how many roster spots do you think are truly available? By the time you go down a roster and you go, he's made it. I mean, you got a kicker, you got a punter, you got a long snapper. So you really, now you're down to 50. Patrick Mahomes and
you have a better shot of like practice squad.
Yeah.
You know I mean, like practice squad spots are up for grabs.
Right.
That's a tough living. Don't get me wrong, I feel for that.
Like, are they still doing the 19-man practice squad? So. Which is great. Which absolutely should do that.
The Dustin Crumbs of the world, the fringe guy, there's nowhere to go.
No.
That's tough.
Well, there is now, though. You do have the USFL and XFL. As much as we mock that, the USFL made it through a whole season. They're playing again. And especially now that you can bet on these games with the FanDuel app in Kansas,
okay,
people like it.
All right, you don't have anywhere to go till April.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Whenever the XFL starting, they're supposed to start next spring too,
right?
Next
spring, yeah.
Like there's nowhere to go play, and so I feel for that. I feel for that portion of it too, because it's like, man, there's a lot of guys who have to give up their dream and then go figure out what's next after the next few weeks, and it's tough.
But
from a fan perspective, why does anybody need to know about what the fourth string quarterback needs to do in the preseason game? He needs to play the full 15 minutes to kill time.
Yeah, that's about it. And his name's Dustin Crum.
Correct.
What I do with my kids' seating area every day. I'm Dustin Crum. And somebody wants to know on the text line, what do you expect Mondi to do over the weekend? I would line him up more as a safety, probably. Put him maybe as a slot receiver.
Mondi?
That they're asking on the text line. Can we talk about what they're going to do with Mondi? Well, then that would eliminate him from the Royals.
Mondi in the slot?
There's somebody over at Kauffman Stadium thinking, well, get Mondi in the lineup next year.
Mondi in the slot. Spontaneous combustion.
Dust.
Yes.
What's that pile? That was Mondi. Yes, he's now dust.
Like Thanos snapping his fingers.
Yes.
Okay, gone.
Basically.
Mondi. Can we talk about what they're going to possibly do with Mondi?
You mean in general or in the preseason games?
We were talking about the preseason games. Well, he'll be good for some spring training game next
year. I can tell you what they're going to do. We all know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Mondi's going to be playing shortstop at spring training.
And Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be your third baseman.
That's what's going to happen.
Nicky Lopez or Michael Massey will be battling for second.
Yes.
I mean, I hate to break the news to you.
Yes.
And then by week two, you know, middle of April, Bobby Witt Jr. will be your shortstop. We'll be looking for a third baseman because, you know, the whole Mondi situation backfired again. And Nicky Lopez will be your starting second baseman.
That's your answer.
Or you'll just leave Bobby Witt Jr. at third, and Lopez will be your everyday shortstop next year, and Michael Massey will be your second baseman.
With that, I'd rather have him in the slot. Speaking of the Royals, another fun one to watch yesterday. I loved watching Zach Greinke get in and get out of trouble. That was like vintage Greinke, where it looked like, well, I'm just going to watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. So base is loaded. Ho-hum.
Yeah.
Gets out of it.
It was like he was bored, and then he was into it.
Another time with a couple runs. Okay, better buckle down. All right. You're done. Curveball.
Yeah.
You're done.
Dancing
and out of trouble. Royals get another win, and all I could think about is Scott Barlow's on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Royals got the insurance run. Scott Barlow's on the mound.
Beautiful hair.
Gives it that first home run, but it's still a comfortable lead.
How come he doesn't have a head and shoulders deal yet?
And is about to close things out, and all I can think of is our man B-Dub. Because yesterday, the Royals won enough games to tie B-Dub's weight loss total.
That's right. I'm proud of these guys.
After B-Dub's big lead, all I can think of is, man, I'm wondering if he's down in the home gym as Barlow's closing out this game, just sweating, trying to stay ahead of the pace.
When they started adding on the insurance runs, I was like, all right, time to go hit the pool. We got to get 20 laps in. Then we got to get on the treadmill.
Are you doing water aerobics?
Yes.
You do? Okay, because yeah. I was walking into the J yesterday at about just before 1 o'clock-ish, and there's a lady, and she's like sprinting in like alongside me. I go, are we racing today? And she goes, are you headed to water aerobics too? I said, no, I didn't think I was like in that age category for water aerobics. It's like, you know, senior citizens type stuff. I said, no, I'm just here to get a workout in, you know, and they do great water aerobics at the J. And a friend of mine is actually about my age, and she does the water aerobics there. She goes, it's a great workout. So
awesome. It's great on your knees. No resistance. You feel it once you walk outside the pool. Everything comes back to normal.
Yeah.
But it's great for my flexibility, for stretching. You know, reverse shrinkage, you're saying? Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's good, and it's a good workout to get before I get on the treadmill, get the water aerobics in there, and then go hop on the treadmill and walk 2 or 3 miles and then start lifting weights.
Yeah. Well, now you got to start doing some more pushaways.
You're just calling it water aerobics. It's B-Dub's got a pool.
Yeah, so he's bouncing in the pool.
And so you got to go.
Got to justify.
Yeah, you got to cool off of that thing and call it water aerobics. That's cool.
Especially when it's 105 degrees outside.
But Dub's trying to beat the Royals. Win total was well ahead of them for a while. Still doing great. 47 pounds lost. You have lost, but
yes, sir.
But yesterday was win 47.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd catch you.
I didn't either.
Have.
I didn't either.
And I don't know if I'm more excited and happy with the Royals or disappointed in you.
Well, you can be excited for both of us.
I guess I could. Yeah, I should be excited for you. 47 is a big deal, man. It really is. It really is a big deal.
Got a ways to go, though. No, you know, a lot of work to do.
Sure, but I mean, it's hard to lose weight. Like, people don't understand it's not easy. And when you commit to it and you're able to do it and you see those results, I know, man, I'm there every day of my life. Every day of my life is a battle. Every day is a battle. I look at a Snickers bar and I gain 37 pounds, you know? So I get it. I'm here for you. I just didn't think the Royals would catch you this quick.
They're playing some excellent ball.
They're playing great ball right now.
And I'm happy for them, but then I'm like, Tuna again tonight.
You're doing like the post-game press conference there. Man, these guys are playing some great ball, but I got to tell you what, I got to eat tuna again tonight. Right, I'm not real happy about it.
Tuna and asparagus.
All right, so the Dodgers are rolling into town.
Yes.
Best team in baseball.
Yes.
Best test, biggest test, best test for the young Royals.
10 straight wins are coming in.
They're outstanding right now. They're playing great ball right now. If they take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, you better be at the 50. You got to assume the Royals are going to sweep the Dodgers this weekend. You got to be down 3 pounds.
That's what I'm shooting
for.
I got to hit the 50.
You got to be at 50.
Got to hit the 50.
Yeah. So no eating for the rest of the weekend.
All right. Well, I had my egg white sandwich that Alex, the intern, went and got for us, which was amazing. I got some cashews and a Gatorade.
All right. All right.
I think that's it.
Is it calorie-free Gatorade, though?
Oh, absolutely not.
See, you got to get off that sugar there. That's a half a pound, brother.
I got my gallon of water. I mean, I kicked the pop.
I understand.
Alex was like, pop, what's pop?
Soda.
Yeah, what's going on here? Soda.
I'd have to laugh. B-Dub did wobble a little bit yesterday. He's like, I got to be honest. Dodgers need to come in here and do their thing. I'm like, no, we're for the Royals. He's like,
hell no.
He's like, I don't know. I need some help from the Dodgers.
Look, here's what's going to happen this weekend. The Royals are going to sweep the Dodgers, and the Chiefs are going to have a 75-yard touchdown on the first play of the game to Mecole Hardman, and that's all the national media is going to be talking about on Monday. Are the Royals for real? The Chiefs, we told you they were still going to be good. You know, like, that's what we need this weekend. Go sweep the Dodgers, 75-yard touchdown. You lose 3 pounds, and boom.
It's a great weekend.
It's a great weekend. It's a great weekend.
If they're going to sweep, I want you to lose 4 then.
Yeah, because they got to be
one up. I want you to stay ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get physical this weekend. And
let's get
Physical. Start going for it.
Physical.
And I want you running down the sidelines on that bad grass, flipping the bird to everybody when they do that 75-yard touchdown pass. And then fall, hurt yourself, and they go, what happened? You go, I don't have good shoes.
Caught a cleat.
Yeah. I want them to throw like a 75-yard touchdown pass and Matt to mean mug the sidelines to the Bears. I won with Trubisky. All I'm saying.
Speaking of the Royals, a new potential stadium location for the Royals is unveiled. We'll discuss it next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
I like keeping the options open and exploring all the options when it comes to stadiums in this town. Go ahead and do all your due diligence, research, find out pros and make the pros and cons list, right? Just like you do at home, right?
Sure.
Make the pros and cons list. Certainly, I know that's been happening on the Chiefs side of things and the Royals as well.
They've got endless options, though. The Chiefs do. The Royals have options downtown. The Chiefs have options in the entire metro.
Yes, they have to determine whether or not
what they want to do, practice. Yeah. Like, the Chiefs have got, like, a whole kind of canvas that they can do whatever they want with.
So, from the Royals' perspective, they're not staying, right?
They're not staying at Kauffman Stadium. They're staying in Kansas City. Let's not freak everybody out.
They're not staying at Kauffman Stadium,
no,
right?
No, that's done. That's
so, it's basically been the East Village and 18th and Vine.
Yes.
But now a new area has popped up. Kansas City Business Journal has posted a story that downtown closer to the P&L district, basically near the Casey Star building, could be a potential location for the ballpark, that it's being pitched by some people as, hey, why don't we add to this already booming district and put the ballpark there too?
Yeah, I heard from somebody this morning when we talked about this earlier that messaged in that said this is more smoke than anything, just kind of, you know, throw you off the scent a little bit, that the East Village is still the prime location that the Royals want and where the Royals will be. And I think still to this day, the reason you're building a downtown stadium isn't necessarily because you want a brand new stadium and that's it. You want to have the opportunity to develop the area around the stadium and maximize the dollars as much as you possibly can and make your venue a 365-day-a-year venue. And that's the goal with the new downtown stadium. They want to create the battery like they have in Atlanta or the areas that are kind of propping up around Wrigley Field that the Cubs have put together. Not Wrigleyville, but the Cubs have put together. But the battery in Atlanta has been kind of the test balloon that Royals ownership and management has floated out there that they'd like to be. And if you haven't seen the battery in Atlanta, it's a stadium and they basically built a city around it with the hotels and the restaurants and all that kind of stuff. That's what they want to do in the East Village. There's really not another area of downtown that lends itself to doing that. And that, for me, is the big reason why you are going downtown. Number one, downtown baseball is fantastic, and I love it. But number two, you have, as we talked about, a blank canvas in the East Village. If you go over to that area of town, and if you don't know where the East Village is, well, it's east of the Sprint Center, you know, kind of between, I guess you could say, like Oak, maybe even east of Oak, maybe I'm trying to think of, like, not quite to Maine, but if you get to, like, Oak and 71 Highway, that area by the courthouse and stuff like that, there's nothing there except, you know, surface parking right now. You can get rid of all of that and build your battery, if you will, the Kansas City battery, right there. You can build a hotel that the team can control. You can build condos and apartments that the team can control. Restaurants and bars that the team can control. Maybe you put in pickleball. Maybe you put in axe throwing. Whatever the case may be, you can put stuff there and have activities there 365 days of the year. That is in turn all owned by the Royals, where they would make more money off of that. And the more money that the Royals can make, the more money that they can generate, the better the team can be, the more money that they can put into the team. Kauffman Stadium is a dinosaur right now. It is viable for 81 days a year. There's nothing else out there to generate a dollar with. And teams now are looking at their kind of role in their city as being an entertainment option 365 days a year. Just like when the new Arrowhead is built, whether it's built on the Kansas side of the state line or whether it's built where Kauffman is right now, they're going to create Chiefs Kingdom. Hotel, restaurants, bars, movie theater, all that kind of entertainment stuff. So they can be a 365-day venue right now. Sports franchises have gone to a new level. Gone are the days of just playing your games and that's it. They want to maximize revenue and make as much money as they possibly can. And for a team like the Royals, it makes the most sense because, yeah, you're going to invest into this stadium. You're going to invest into this area of town, but you're also going to reap the rewards of it as well. And every time somebody checks into that hotel, ka-ching, it goes towards payroll. You like hearing things like that. That's what I want for the Royals. I want their district where all the money that is made in that district goes back to the franchise so they can put the best possible team on the field.
The closer to P&L project would be you're kind of adding to an already existing
And you're not
successful area. Now the counter is there's questions of whether or not it would actually detract from that. If you built it somewhere else, would you be taking from P&L to build up the East Village?
Well, those are kind of Weasley words that people like to use all the time that have an investment in that certain area of town.
Yeah. I think that there's probably room for more stuff to do, right?
Yeah.
And then if you talked to me 15 years ago, right, when you're kind of building up that area, like, oh, my gosh, a ballpark would it feels like that area is going already.
Right now. Yeah, and especially once they put the top over the interstate and it all connects to the crossroads and everything.
Which I can't wait to see that happen. That sounds really cool.
It's going
to
be awesome. Yeah. This is going to be kind of that final piece of downtown that truly needs to be redeveloped.
So you just put it close enough where you can still get to all those things, but then develop a new area. Right. I like that part.
And if you're a restaurateur in the P&L and you're complaining about this, do better business. Make a better product. Create better cocktails. Give me better food service. Give me a better menu. You know, I just don't think teams, and this is what David Glass said years and years ago, 20 some years ago now, when they were talking about that downtown stadium, like 20th and Grand. And he said, we don't want to be the reason for downtown development, whether that's, you know, has success or failure. We'll be a part of it, but we don't want to be the catalyst for it. And that 20 years ago, they would have been the catalyst for that. And that's, you don't want to do that. So what the Royals want to do is add to that final piece of downtown, create that area for themselves, control that area for themselves, make all that money for themselves, and in turn, give us a better baseball team year in and year out. And in a small market where you're getting $50 million a year for your TV deal, meanwhile, the NFL is getting between $70 and $100 million for one game on a Black Friday from Amazon, you've got to find other revenue streams. And that's what this area is going to be all about. I just don't think you can do that anywhere else in the downtown area than in the East Village. And as somebody points out on the text line from the 270, by Commerce Bank, J.E. Dunn. And J.E. Dunn, from what I understand, is going to be a big player in this as well. Mm-hmm. Their headquarters are there. Boom, you have the stadium, you have the area. Everybody's happy.
Yeah. Keep all your options open. No such thing as a bad idea, right? Right. Like, throw all those out there. But, I still think when I look at all of them, that one just makes the most – East Village just makes the most sense.
And again, as David Glass said 20 years ago, it's not their job to generate revenue for these other places and be the reason why. If you're a good business, you don't need the ballpark downtown. You're a good business because you do good business. You do good things. People like coming to your place. You can get benefits from having the ballpark down there and make your bottom line a lot
better. But don't solely rely on it.
But don't rely on it. If you're relying on Sprint Center, if you're a bar at P&L to have the Big 12 tournament, and that's what you're relying on, granted it's a big piece of your business, but you should be able to generate business 362 other days of the year where that's a nice cherry on top. That's not the reason why you succeed or fail.
Time to recap the week that was. He is Fesco's biggest fan. His name is Billy Koontz. Each and every week, he delivers what we learned, and it's brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow.
Hello, this is Billy Koontz. This is what we learned on Fesco in the Morning for this week on Bundy, Bob, and Josh. We're not buying into Kansas City Royals playing better because since the All-Star break, they played better, but they say they need to play better at the start of the season, especially April and May when the season starts. And Legend Bob, he's an expert on the new sporting event that everybody's playing, including college teams have now, is cornhole. And Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discuss their favorite lip gloss to use. On Tuesday, Bob and Josh say the Kansas City Chiefs are favored to win every game against AFC West teams and everybody else except for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the San Francisco 49ers. And Pete Sweeney from Arrowhead Pride joined the show to discuss Kansas City Chiefs' first preseason game this weekend, Saturday in Chicago. And Kurt Nelson from the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame joined the show to talk about the special event this weekend between the L.A. Dodgers and the Royals. Both teams wearing retro uniforms and the Buck O'Neill plaque that will be displayed at the Royals Hall of Fame over the weekend. On Wednesday, Bob and Josh discussed Michael Taylor not running hard at first base during the doubleheader. Legend Bob says in a doubleheader you shouldn't run hard. And Iowa Josh was very happy that the Royals split with the Chicago White Sox. And Bob and Josh discussed the great sportsmanship between the Oklahoma team and the Texas team in Little League Baseball. And Bob, Josh, and B-Dubs discussed the Pittsburgh Pirates player that was sliding into third base and his cell phone came out of his back pocket. And the third base coach and the umpire were joking and laughing about it. And B-Dub, he's an expert on hoochie shorts that guys are wearing this summer. On Thursday, Bob and Josh spoke on the Amazon getting the NFL game on Black Friday for $70 to $100 million. But Bob and Josh says it will be good for the NFL because normally on Black Friday they show a lot of college football games and a lot of the rivalry games also. And finally, Kenny Mayne joined the show to talk about his podcast on the Odyssey app and how he enjoyed working with Bill Walton. It's a great week to listen to B-Dub, Iowa Josh, and the most respected and beloved person in Kansas City, and my hero, Legend Bob. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Billy.
Recapping the week that was.
Yeah. Big week.
Yeah.
Big week.
I tried to get through more of the Kenny Mayne, but it's so out there.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get to the part where Kenny Mayne has to go to the bathroom and just leaves and Bill's
not
still
yet,
talking?
Not yet. Not yet. But, yes, Kenny Mayne joined the show.
Yeah.
He's got a new podcast on Odyssey. Mm-hmm. So if you have the Odyssey app already, and you should, to listen to the show each and every day or go back and find stuff you missed on the show, podcast, whatever, Kenny Mayne's there as well. So, yeah. Hey, Mayne is the name of it. So
we got a big weekend coming up in sports here in this town, and really we're now hitting our stride. We've got preseason football here. The ball club's playing great baseball right now, and you can feel the buzz. I mean, you really can feel the buzz, and this is what I tell people all the time. This baseball team right now, it's like 19 games under 500 or whatever it is. They're playing good. And there's going to be a bleep ton of fans out at the ballpark this weekend because people are excited about this. And that's why I keep saying get this going in April because you can ride that wave. If you have this stretch of games and play like this in April and carry it into May, my God, there won't be an empty seat at Kauffman Stadium. There just won't
be. It's very simple, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it is. You know,
It's very simple. It's very simple For baseball, just win. And for football, just give it to us.
Yeah.
Like it's really very simple to accommodate the sports fan, right?
It is. And I've talked to enough people, you know, in the last week or so, you know, and I keep saying, well, do this in April, do this in April. And the response that I get, well, these young guys weren't here at the beginning of the year. And I go, well, we've seen this before, right? We've seen this before where it ends the season really good.
Well,
you get
saying
excited
they should have
about
been?
It.
It doesn't sound like they should have been. So
well, maybe that's the thing, though. Like maybe they should have been here at the beginning of the year, right?
I don't think so. I didn't feel like that they should have been at that point in time. But I can't. That's not a good enough reason for me
right.
at this point in time. Right. Like, well, they weren't here. Okay. But they still have to prove that they can get out of the chute fast.
Out of the chute when the pressure's on.
And keep
right?
baseball compelling early and put yourself in the mix to have a whole bunch of summer fun.
I mean, all you have to do is be around 500 in this division and you're right in the middle of things. And, you know, being in the clubhouse this week, I really do believe that removing Whit Merrifield was the best thing that's happened to this franchise in a very long time. The atmosphere, the energy, the excitement, the fun. It was back in the clubhouse for a first time in a very, very long time.
Good player, but it was freeing.
It was freeing. Yeah. He was an energy sucker, not an energy giver. And when you go to spring training next year and you get into the month of April, if you do lose a couple of games, you don't have him in the corner going, oh, here we go again. here we go. Yeah, all we do is lose. You got young guys that go, all right, so we lost two in a row. So what? Let's go out there today and get another one. And you've got that fire. You've got that excitement. You've got that love of playing baseball again back in this organization. And it's amazing how you can just remove one piece of that puzzle and get that love and winning and fun back inside that clubhouse. And that's what it was. It was so refreshing to see these guys enjoying each other's company and having a blast. And it shows on the field. All of a sudden you're playing good. You're having fun. They go hand in hand. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? I think the having fun leads to a lot more winning than winning leads to having fun. You've got to have fun. You've got to go in there with a smile and an energy and a belief. And that's what this team has right now. They're young enough not to get it. They don't care that the Dodgers are coming in here. Who cares? It's the Dodgers. So what? We've been playing great baseball. Let's go kick their ass for three games.
Yeah, now. Meaningful series. If you wanted to actually have a head-to-head that has some juice to it, matters. This does.
Yeah.
Find out where you're at. This is the best team in baseball that's won 10 straight heading in, mm-hmm. and they have the best record in baseball right now.
Best team.
And
best team you'll face. Best test.
They are churning. All right, let's see how they stack up.
Yeah.
Give me a little impression of what's to come. They're still playing. They're still obviously playing, right?
The Dodgers got a lot to play for.
They're got a lot to play for, and they're playing right now, right? Man, 10 in a row would indicate that they're going, and then you have a chance to see how you measure up for a weekend. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. I think this is a great test for them. You come out of this thing, take two out of three from the Dodgers, you can walk around like, Patrick who? Right, wait, we're the Royals. We just took two out of three from the Dodgers. You're in preseason football, right? Nah, I probably won't.
I don't think, but you know what I'm saying?
They take two out of three from the Dodgers or sweep the Dodgers this weekend. Monday's going to be a lot different around this town going, okay, they passed the first big test.
Enjoy the sports weekend.
Enjoy Chicago.
I'm heading to Chicago tomorrow, noon.
It's my kind of town.
For the kickoff, Chicago 11 o'clock is. Pregame on 106.5 The Wolf.
What
I'll join.
Cheap ass. You're only going 1 hour.
Mitch Holtis and Danan Hughes on the call. It's the preseason. You got to.
You think Andy's treating it like this? You think he's only going 1 hour?
Hey, I was planning to go three, but that's Veach. I don't know.
Oh, it's Veach as well. Blame Brett.
Check with my BM.
Yeah. Or check with our BM.
Or check with our BM. Did he do this?
I don't know.
You know, I saw the guys from the Midday Show going through his office trying to find things to give away from his office this morning. I don't know what they've got planned, but I saw Cody on the floor in the BM's office going through the refrigerator trying to find stuff to give away on the
Actually, air. I think something blew up in the refrigerator. I think it's what it was.
Oh. But
there may be prizes involved, too. I don't know. I'm not sure. We don't know what they're up to, but they're actually here today because there's no day at camp. So Cody and Gold are in studio, and they're next here on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.